אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia Nita, good morning to you. We begin our coverage this week with the tragic loss of Michael Gadinski. At the age of 68, the Melbourne music industry icon passed away in his sleep at his home in Melbourne this week, and tributes have poured in from across the music world and across the Jewish community as well. Michael Gadinski, the son of Russian Jewish immigrants, he was a key figure in shaping the Australian music industry, establishing the Mushroom Group in 1972 at the age of 20. Years old and enjoying success as he discovered new talent for his records and brought some of the world's biggest acts to perform in Australia, including Frank Sinatra, Liza Minnelli, The Rolling Stones, Madonna, Taylor Swift, and Paul McCartney. And many of the stars that Michael Gadinski actually worked with have paid tribute and heartfelt respects to the former Mount Scopus College student, including Bruce Springsteen, Ed Sheeran, Kylie Minogue, and the Foo Fighters. Some huge names. Neats, I'll tell you what some of them had to say. Jimmy Barnes, who a decade ago spoke about his own Jewish roots, he took to Twitter to say that the heart of Australian music was ripped out with the loss of Michael Gadinski. He says he was not only the heart, but he was my friend. He stood with me through my darkest moments and my most joyous days. Jimmy Barnes says, Michael Gadinski was the rock I reached for when life tried to wash me away. He never closed his door to me or my family. He was there for everyone that needed him. Also paying tribute this week was Rabbi Menachem Wolf, the director of the Spirit Grau Center in Melbourne. Rabbi Wolf developed a personal friendship with Michael Gadinski over the past 5 years. He says it was a massive shock to hear of his death. He came to Spirit Grow on occasions, but usually we spoke on the phone. He says that Michael Gadinski helped out last year when we held the Lag BaOmer event online, the big 18 for 18 Lag BaOmer event. I asked him to organize singers for the event. He immediately went to work on the phone, finding singers for us, Rabbi Wolf says. And when I wanted to thank him with public recognition, he said no. This was the kind of man that he was. And may his memory be a blessing, of course, and we pass on our respects to his wife, Sue, and the family.
Evan, it's quite amazing because Michael Gadinski was a son of Jewish migrants from Russia, from Ukraine, and it's amazing what he managed to achieve. And you're listening to SBS Australian Jewish Update with Evan Zlatkis, senior journalist, the Australian Jewish News, and Nitza Lowenstein. Evan, swastikas. It's going to be a criminal offence in Victoria, and now they're talking about New South Wales as well.
Well, it's not quite going to be an offence just yet, but there are calls for it to be criminalised in Victoria. A parliamentary inquiry was examining the public display of Nazi symbols, and that inquiry handed down its report this week and has made a formal recommendation that the Victorian government bans the swastika and makes it an offence to publicly display the swastika. This means that Victoria police, who are currently powerless when it comes to these symbols, Victoria police would be allowed to immediately remove these symbols, these flags, upon seeing them flown on streets, on houses, in neighborhoods. So as I said, there are calls for the swastika to be criminalized in Victoria with that parliamentary inquiry handing down its report this week, and they've made that formal recommendation that Victoria outlaws the use of the public display of these symbols. There was an incident in Melbourne this week at a antique store in Bendigo. A Nazi flag was on display. It was on sale. A Jewish customer was actually there in the shop at the time. She noticed it. She began filming and she was talking to the shop assistant, and she reported that incident to the Anti-Defamation Commission. This antique store in Victoria has actually taken the flag away from sale. It's not on sale anymore, and they've apologized for it. There was another incident in Sydney at Bondi Beach. This time a swastika was drawn on the skate park at South Bondi, the famous skate park. There was a swastika which was daubed onto the cement there, and it was removed. This comes 2 years after swastikas were daubed on the promenade at Bondi. It's a notorious place for these anti-Semitic vandals to target. And with Bondi Beach again targeted, there are calls for New South Wales to follow in Victoria's footsteps and to also recommend that the state government here outlaws the public display of Nazi symbols. There was another incident in New South Wales, which I'll tell you about. A Jewish couple was forced to leave their apartment block in Zetland after a spate of swastikas, Nazi slogans, and other offensive phrases were scrawled in common areas over a period of more than 6 months at their apartment block in Zetland. This couple moved into the property last year to find swastikas in the lifts, which they reported to building management, but building management did nothing. Vic Aladev from the Jewish Board of Deputies, he got involved. So did Ron Honig, the Heffron MP, who's of course Jewish. He says that the swastika is the ultimate symbol of genocide and hatred, and we have a number of MPs this week calling for an inquiry in New South Wales to look into banning the swastika, and you can read all those stories in this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News.
Evan, that's why it's so important that there are Holocaust museums, memorial museums around Australia. And the latest one is going to be in Hobart in Tasmania.
Yeah, this is a great segue because the Morrison government this week has announced that it is giving $2 million in funding to establish a Tasmanian Holocaust Education Centre in Hobart. There was a big announcement this week. Josh Frydenberg, the treasurer, he visited Hobart Synagogue. It's Australia's oldest shul nitzah, and Josh Frydenberg was there, and he told the congregation that if there was a minute silence observed for every Jewish life that was lost in the Holocaust, that silence would go for 11 years. He says the scale of the death and the destruction must never ever be forgotten, and this is why it is so important to have a Holocaust museum and an education centre in every state and territory across Australia. So you can read about that ceremony with Josh Frydenberg and a number of other politicians in Tasmania in this week's edition.
And Evan, talking about Tasmania, a Labor senator for Tasmania has come under fire over her speech. What did she say?
Her name is Senator Anne Urquhart. She's a Labor senator for Tasmania. She made a speech in Parliament where she said, and I quote, that the cynical use of the slur of anti-Semitism is a tool to silence critics of Israel for its human rights abuses against Palestinians. This is a Labor senator saying this in Parliament last month, and this speech was slammed by the Executive Council of Australian Jewry. The co-CEO, Alex Rifkin, told the Jewish News this week that the suggestion that Jews use claims of anti-Semitism for political purposes is incredibly offensive. Alex Rifkin says this is a line straight from the Jeremy Corbyn playbook out of the UK Labour Party. He says it's used as a way to prevent Jews from calling out racism directed at them and has the effect of enabling anti-Semitism, because whenever someone now makes an overtly anti-Semitic statement and is condemned for it, they can hide behind statements, just like Senator Urquhart said, that the Jews are merely crying anti-Semitism. I tried to speak to Anne Urquhart this week. I sent her office an email with a number of questions. She did not respond to the Jewish News inquiry, and you can read more on that story, Senator Slammed, in this week's edition of the Jewish News.
Evan Slatke, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much, and have a great week.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.